Yakima days. I mean, I remember those teams, and you know, I remember players on them. I remember, you know, that was just a sort of hard nose, never say die. Not the huge stars. I mean, it wasn't. I'm not saying those guys weren't great players. They were, but it wasn't the Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, guys like that. You know, it was Gus Williams and, you know, people like that, and a team that just really came together. So I remember great team basketball out of those, with a lot of guys who really knew how to play, and some unheralded guys, or at least relatively unheralded, that were able to come together and win a championship.
You think it's sad that they may not be there?
I think it's sad anytime a professional franchise leaves a city, you know, but especially one that's been there for a long time, because, you know, you build up allegiances, and, you know, people of that, and there's undoubtedly people in that city that started following the Sonics as kids, you know, and have followed it all the way through, and so if they leave, yeah, I think it's extremely unfortunate for the city of Seattle.
When do you expect JJ to be back?
You know what? I don't know. I really don't have any idea. You know, he's gone through some things the last couple of days, but no contact. And now we're into such a stretch of games without practices that gets to be a little bit more of a difficult decision, because normally when guys come back, you would like to see them, especially when they've been out a while, see them in a practice situation and see how they handle it before you put them in a game situation. But we're not going to practice again, a full practice, until the 27th of November. So, you know, it may be that we have to sort of look at him on his own and decide to reinsert him before he even practices. I don't think that's ideal for him or for us, but that may be the situation that we're stuck in now.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Coach?
Hey, one more real quick. With the Tacoma News, I just want to ask you about Rashard and how he's making the transition, how he's doing now.
Well, Rashard, I mean, I think he's made the transition great, because he's a person of very high character, and, you know, really came in just wanting to work and fit in and everything else, almost to a fault. The only problem we had with Rashard is we didn't think he was being aggressive enough offensively. You know, he was trying to fit in and be one of the guys, and, you know, we said it in front of the whole team. You know, we didn't sign you to $118 million contract to be one of the guys. So, and I said, and the guys, your teammates don't want you to be one of the guys either, you know. I mean, you're here to score points and put the ball in the basket, plus do a lot of other things. But he's been great. I think he understands the responsibility of being a guy that you're going to go to, and a guy that makes some money, in terms of how hard he comes and works every day, in terms of his attitude, that's he needs to be great with that stuff, and I think he understands that.
So he's kind of settled in now.
I think so, you know. And again, not totally, only because of me. I don't think I've necessarily found the best ways for us to use him. And I think part of it is because, you know, the way we're playing with two forwards who are both really small forwards, some nights he's guarded by a three and some nights he's guarded by a four. And I haven't done a great job always getting him in the best positions against who he's matched up against. But that's me, not him.